In our second set of news items, we start with the discovery of a rare chalk stream. A group of citizen scientists claims to have discovered a previously unrecorded rare chalk stream on the Norwich Western Link Roads route. The Wensum Valley Citizen Science Group has met weekly over the past 2 years to carry out botanical surveys in the area where the controversial £274 million road would be built. And they say their evidence shows the River Tud deserves to be given special protection, with a designation as an important chalk stream aquatic habitat. They say their findings, lodged with Norfolk County Council as an objection to plans for the 3.9-mile road, show County Hall's own surveys of the Tud and Wensum River valleys were inadequate. Ecologist Liz Brandon-Jones, a member of the group, said, "Our fieldwork recorded particularly significant habitats of international, national and regional importance within a 2 kilometre radius of the proposed link road. We have found a seemingly overlooked rare chalk stream, which has never been properly recorded. It's an exciting discovery and right on our doorstep, but also a distressing one, considering the proximity of the proposed road. As a chalk river, the Wensum is classed as a rare habitat of principal importance of national and international significance, and the Tud is in the same category. The council says the road to connect the Northern Distributor Road to the A47 is needed to cut congestion, stop rat running, and to boost the county's economy."
A Norwich-born poet is set to release her debut collection, Leah Larwood's One Ironaut, published by Indigo Dream Publishing, was made possible after she won the Indigo First Collection Competition 2024. The collection, described as lush, mysterious and at one with the night world, will be released on October the 25th. The poems in the collection were inspired by dream incubation techniques and lucid dreams. The book begins by exploring the hypogogic state, the first stage of sleep, before delving into vivid dreams, nightmares, insomnia, and lucid dreams. The poems then awaken via the hypnopompic state, the final phase of sleep, before emerging into the fertile void of a new day. Larwood, an award-winning poet, said, "Our dreams are evocative and mysterious little messages that can sometimes be ignored. This poetry collection honours our dreaming world and gives the unconscious mind a voice. It's even possible to come up with ideas for poems, stories, and other creative pursuits in a lucid dream, and some of these poems have been inspired by such scenarios." Larwood is also a freelance writer and a Gestalt psychotherapist in advanced training.
New details showing the scale of a huge redevelopment project in the centre of Norwich have been revealed. The Hotel Nelson in Norwich, opposite the railway station, is set to be demolished and rebuilt along with dozens of new homes and student accommodation. While the project has been in the works for nearly 2 years, few details had been released about it. However, at a meeting this week, it emerged that the new properties will provide homes for around 600 people. The developers, hospitality giant Whitbread, are hoping for work on the rebuild to get underway next year and are set to submit a formal application in the coming weeks. The proposals include the complete demolition of the existing Nelson. It will be replaced by a new hotel with 243 rooms, as well as commercial space for restaurants and cafes. But the defining feature of the scheme is two large blocks of students' flats, which will have a total of 491 rooms. Questions have already been raised about the need and viability of more student accommodation in the city. There will also be a block of 75 residential apartments and a large plaza on the riverfront designed to host markets, concerts and other events. The development does not include any affordable housing. Dan Burr, representing architects Shepherd Robson, said, "The buildings are tired and dilapidated, and we know there is some antisocial behaviour in the area. The existing hotel does not meet the expectations one would have when arriving in Norwich, and this project would change that." Following an initial meeting with members of Norwich City Council on Thursday, the developers expect to submit their formal planning application in the next few weeks.
Norfolk's multi-million pound devolution plan will not be going ahead after the Labour government pulled the plug on the deal. Leaders at Norfolk County Council and Suffolk County Council, whose deal has also been scrapped, are furious at the withdrawal of the offer. After months of speculation about what would happen after the change of government, civil servants telephoned Norfolk County Council to inform officers the deal offered by the former Conservative administration was off. The new government was not in favour of a deal which featured a directly elected county council leader, preferring a mayoral model separate from the council. Kay Mason Billig, leader of Conservative-controlled County Hall, said she was devastated. She said, "Ministers don't support the idea of a Norfolk-only deal or the idea of a county council leader elected by the public, even though this would not have involved additional bureaucracy." She claimed the collapse of the deal meant money for schemes such as the revamp of Norwich's Anglia Square, Hethel Engineering Centre, Scotto Enterprise Park, Attleborough Railway Station and the Nar Ouse Regeneration Area could be at risk.
City Hall has said it will not financially support the £274 million Western Link Road, which is facing a huge funding deficit. The Labour-run cabinet at Norwich City Council has lodged an official objection with Norfolk County Council against the project to connect the Northern Distributor Road to the A47. The 3.9-mile road has faced issues at every turn, and it remains to be seen whether the new government will be prepared to plug a multi-million pound funding gap in the project. Leaders at City Hall have now pledged to block a pot of money shared by a group of councils, known as the Greater Norwich Growth Board, from being used for the road and making up this shortfall. A statement from Norwich City Council said, "We do not support the Norwich Western Link scheme as presented in the planning application." The Department for Transport has committed £213 million to the scheme, but County Hall leaders hoped that would be increased to £250 million using money saved by cancelling the northern leg of the HS2 rail route. However, the government failed to confirm extra cash before the election, and it remains to be seen what the new Labour government will do.
The possibility of Norfolk County Council running its own bus services is being explored by County Hall officials. Council leaders have tasked officers with drawing up a report into how the Labour government's plans to give local leaders powers over buses could work in Norfolk. But senior councillors at the Conservative-controlled County Council have reservations that the government approach might not be a good fit in a rural county like Norfolk. Graham Plant, Cabinet Member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure, said, "I have already set officers off on the trail of what we as a county might be able to do. It's not just the county council, It's the districts as well. I know Great Yarmouth Borough Council used to have its own bus service, which was switched off in the 1970s, I believe. What we've got to be careful with is that we are not left with unsustainable bus routes, which have to be paid for through rates and taxes to maintain them. Transport Secretary Louise Hay claimed her bus revolution will save vital routes, with councils granted new powers to run bus services currently only available to metro mayors. The model bus franchising involves councils granting private companies the right to operate, but retaining control over aspects such as routes, timetables and fares. Helen Whateley, Shadow Transport Secretary, said Labour's plans are unfunded. They needed to explain whether local authorities will raise council tax or make cuts to vital services like social care to fund this.